Welcome to this season's second episode of Cardinal Compass Campus and Community Conversations. I'm Annie Keister.
And I'm Natasha Leland. On today's episode, 2 years since Ball State University and Muncie Community Schools tied the knot, what has changed and what's next?
Again, we'll be joined by President Jeff Burns, along with special guest Muncie School's CEO Leanne Quietkowski and BSU Teachers College Dean Anand Mari, to discuss the historic partnership. That's coming next here on Cardinal Compass.
From the campus of Ball State University on WIPB-TV and Indiana Public Radio, this is Cardinal Compass Campus and Community Conversations.
You know you're a Ball State Cardinal when you first hear the chirp, when you look to Frog Baby for luck and Beneficence for guidance. You're a Ball State Cardinal when you chase your dreams, present your case, and win. When the university you call home is small enough to be a community, but big enough to change the world. You know you're a Ball State Cardinal when you're one of us. We are Ball State University. We fly.
The partnership between Ball State and Muncie Community Schools has been in place now for more than 2 years.
But getting to where we are now was a bumpy ride with several twists and turns for MCS and BSU.
Tyler Brummett looks at the journey of a partnership with a goal of making the community better together.
A partnership months in the making.
It's really been a match made in heaven.
At times, the process of getting to where we are, contentious.
This cesspool didn't happen overnight.
And uncertain. The idea becoming reality in 2018. But the road to get there, anything but smooth.
Just getting some buy-in from people was an initial challenge.
It all started in 2016, when the state initially said the district was unable to handle operations. MCS put on a probationary period. Not long after, in 2017, Jeffrey Mearns began his tenure as BSU's 17th president. Mearns and his wife starting up a scholarship foundation, which gives money to Muncie Central Bearcats who are Ball State bound. But then, in December, Indiana leaders once again stepping in. The distressed Muncie Community Schools placed under state government control.
Prior to 2018, there was just a lot of dismal forecasting going on with the school system. There was some financial distress, there was low morale, there was a lot of teacher turnover.
A new year began, bringing a tense debate, but also new hope. BSU insisting the project isn't a takeover, but rather a partnership. And after several months, the bill finally adopted in May 2018. Questions, though, still remained.
How exactly do we go about turning around what has really been years of decline?
But then the real work got underway. In July, 7 new members of the Board of Trustees welcomed. Their job, guiding the project forward. Enrollment for the 2018-2019 school year was 5,066 students, a drop of 48, which was only 10% of the projected loss. A year later, Leanne Quietkowski is appointed Director of Public Education and CEO.
We're on an upward trajectory right now, for sure.
And as a historic partnership continues, people are asking now, what's next? Tyler Brummett, Cardinal Compass.
Let's hear about this partnership from the Muncie community's point of view.
We're joined by Ball State President Jeff Mearns and Leanne Quietkowski, CEO and Director of Public Education for Muncie Community Schools. Thank you for joining us. Now, back 2 years ago, what were you initially expecting when the two joined together?
Well, our first responsibility was to identify 7 members of the new school board. And when we set out with this responsibility, we knew we had to find people with different perspectives and complementary experiences, but with a common commitment to public education here in Muncie. And so, as I said, that was our first responsibility. We had to do it in a relatively short period of time, and we had to do it in a way that would instill confidence in the public, because now we were moving from an elected school board to an appointed school board, and we knew it was important for us to have the trust and confidence of the community, the families, and the people whose children would be in the schools.
Right. And what have you seen improve from the partnership on both sides?
Well, I'll do a couple things, and then I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Kay. After appointing the school board, I think the first joint responsibility we had with the new school board was to recruit outstanding new leadership, and we were fortunate to have Dr. Kay join us. Leanne has an outstanding record. And then working together with Leanne and her team, there really were two principal challenges. One was to stop the hemorrhaging of the enrollment and to stabilize enrollment, and they've done a wonderful job doing that, and Leanne can talk more about that. And the second thing was to balance the budget. Because the schools had been operating in a deficit for nearly a decade, for that same period of time, there had not been raises for the outstanding teachers and staff in the Muncie Community Schools. And so with bringing Leanne and other leadership on board, they, along with the school board, tackled those two challenges.
So I will take it from there. And I would say we've seen numerous improvements over the last 2 years. But what Dr. Mearns mentioned, stabilizing our budget while being able to find a way to pay teachers better, that has been one of our first important challenges that we overcame and that we've been successful with. Muncie Community School teachers hadn't seen a raise in 10 years. And through the partnership, we've been able to give raises in July of 2019 and again May of 2020. This not only helps our teachers know how much we respect and value them, but it also helps us with recruitment and retention of our teachers. In addition to recruiting and retention through pay, we also are working closely with Ball State University to identify exceptional student teachers, and we're recruiting them and trying to hire them early. One of our goals is to make sure that we have the best teachers and the best staff working in our schools. I would say another improvement that we've made, we were able to hire a director of diversity. And we were able to provide training this year to our educators, our school resource officers. We trained our bus drivers on implicit bias training. We also identified a district equity team and a school equity team and trained them throughout the summer. We were able then to bring those school equity teams with resources and discussion questions, and they lead professional learning with our staff before every staff meeting. So culturally relevant practices is one of our foundational principles in our strategic plan, and this will be a focus that we'll have for many years to come.
So in the documentary, they talked a little bit about, unfortunately, the poverty level of some kids within the Muncie community. How was BSU planning to maybe help those students outside of the classroom?
Well, and your question is right on target. We know that to be successful in this partnership, it's not simply what happens in the classrooms from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., maybe 35 or 40 weeks out of the year. It's providing support services for our students and our learners after hours. It's about supporting those learners on the weekends, and it's developing programs over the summer so that those students don't regress in terms of their educational progression. And Leanne can talk a little bit about how we're building a community-wide partnership. This is not simply a partnership between the university and MCS, but we want to facilitate a community-wide partnership.
And we have partnered with many different organizations across the city. So the Boys and Girls Club, the YMCA, Ball State runs an after-school program, MP3 at Longfellow. Through that partnership, we just received a grant through the Department of Ed to replicate that at Grissom Elementary, where we'll be able to offer after-school programming and summer programming for our students. Through the partnerships, we've entered into partnerships with Meridian Health, and they've put a federally qualified health center at Southside Middle School. And so there are just numerous examples of how the partnership is helping provide extending opportunities for our students. But I would also say that also is with our teachers and our educators as well. Our Ball State University faculty work closely with Muncie staff, and it's through those opportunities where our teachers are learning and growing as well. And so that's exciting.
That is very exciting. Now, do you think this partnership with MCS could have a trickle-down effect with the Muncie community, and how so?
We feel it will actually have a direct and positive impact. One of the reasons that prompted us at the university to become involved is we know that every great community needs to have great public schools. And we saw that the challenges that we were faced here in the Muncie Community Schools was having an impact on the families. It was having an impact on our ability to recruit outstanding faculty and staff and outstanding students. So we believe that as we continue to see progress and outstanding outcomes at the Muncie Community Schools, it's going to lift all of the boats here in Muncie.
And I would like to say that we have tremendous partners with our foundations and other city partners. If it would not be through their support of Muncie Community Schools, we would not be able to implement all of our strategies and our strategic plan. And it's been through some of those that we've been able to help students. I'll give you an example. Last spring, we had to move to remote learning, which was just overnight that happened, and we weren't prepared. We didn't have students that had devices K through 12, and they also didn't have access to the internet. We learned that 25% of our families didn't have access. Well, it's been through the support of the foundations to be able to lift our entire city. In August, when we came back, every student received a device, K through 12, and every family who needed internet connectivity received a hotspot. So again, that was through the Ball Brother Foundation, through George and Francis Foundation, through the Community Foundation. Those are the type of things that we're able to do to support our entire community.
And you had asked, one of the questions you asked me earlier is, what did I expect? I certainly expected that the community would support this partnership, but I didn't expect it that the community would respond so quickly and so generously. And in a relatively short period of time, we've received about $4 million of philanthropic support, and the schools have also generated about $2.6 million of additional grants on top of it. So we've all both been impressed and extraordinarily grateful for the way the community has come together to support the children in our community.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we do have to wrap it up there. Thank you so much, Leanne Kwiatkowski, and of course, President Mearns, for joining us today.
Now, another angle of this partnership is a relationship between MCS and the Teachers College here on Ball State's campus.
Tyler Brumman is back with us and takes a look at how BSU and MCS are getting new teachers ready.
Stepping up to prepare the future. MCS and BSU trying to help lift the burden of finding new educators by taking student teachers and placing them directly in the classroom. All a part of a 16-week internship through Ball State's Teachers College.
It's very difficult to just let in a student who you don't know. A teacher has a carefully cultivated classroom environment, and a candidate's sort of an unknown entity.
Jonathan D is the director of the Office of Teacher Education Services and Clinical Practice. He feels this collaboration helps future teachers learn from someone who was once in their shoes.
What a partnership like MCS allows us to do is really dive deep into talking about quality mentorship, quality mentor teachers within Muncie Community Schools, and providing our Ball State students with a great opportunity.
But learning how to teach could perhaps be the most important part of this journey. Rebecca Brown is someone who works with the staff at MCS, helping turn the students into teachers.
The benefit is that, you know, they're welcomed in there. The teachers understand what my classes are. They're willing to work with us and be flexible with us and give students a large opportunity to teach while they're in there.
And as students go from turning in homework to handing it out, Dee says the feeling he gets from preparing future teachers is as good as an A+.
You will never have an opportunity than the one you have today to make that difference. And so those kids are coming to you. They're looking for guidance. They're looking for leadership. They're looking for someone to talk to. And so our profession is about possibly impacting everybody's life.
From Teachers College, Tyler Brummett, Cardinal Compass.
Now for a look at the impact of this part of the partnership, we're joined now by Anan Mari, Dean of BSU Teachers College. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for letting me be here.
Yes, thank you. Now, in what ways do students in the Teachers College interact with MCS?
Sure. I'm going to expand that question a little bit and talk about how it benefits students and faculty. And I'm going to point to four ways. One is that students are able to have field-based experiences within MCS community schools, whether through practicum, student teaching, and so forth. So they get to have hands-on experiences within schools. Second, they're able to engage in immersive learning projects, whether it be a sociology project looking at income distribution or racial disparities. That's one way, the second way to do it. The third way is they're able to experience volunteer and community-based projects. So whether they're going to help students work on improving reading, their math skills, or work on a community improvement project, they're able to do that. And fourth, they're able to participate in research projects where they could hopefully work towards a publication or two by the time they get out of this partnership.
In what ways does this benefit MCS students?
Sure. It benefits MCS students in the way that they are able to get cutting-edge research that's taking place, taking the cutting-edge research and getting it experienced into the classroom. So they get to see basically theory into practice. That's the first way. Second, they're able to get exposed and work with a variety of highly talented student teachers and students and faculty. We have some of the best student teachers and teachers across Indiana and across the country here, so the students get to do that. Third, they get to figure out is how does their experience work with the mentors that they are getting in the classrooms. Those are three ways that I can point to.
Yeah, and just as we're experiencing today, we know that our students come here with a desire not just to learn in the classroom and to be guided by faculty and staff, but they want to see how what they're learning in the classroom or in a laboratory applies to a real-world setting, very much like we're engaged in this production today. And so it gives our students immediately, right in this neighborhood, in our community, the opportunity to use their experience, their intellect, their knowledge, and their passion have a real practical and positive difference on the children in our community.
And that also helps with our BSU faculty as well. And it's a two-way street in the sense that the faculty are able to take their theories and put it into practice and actually work on how to improve both platforms.
Yeah, and now what are some of the benefits of keeping Ball State students in Muncie after college in general, but also for future teachers?
Sure. So I can point to several ways. One is that they're able to have the experience to work with a variety of diverse students that we see here. And so we have some of the most diverse students in terms of in Muncie Community Schools. So there's that experience there. Second, they're able to gain that experience and gain that confidence to be able to work in real world settings to do that. Third, they're able to figure out what are the different variety of opportunities that are in education, whether it be in a classroom teacher, but also an administrator, a coach, and so forth, and think about the opportunities in Muncie Community Schools and across East Central Indiana. And fourth, they're able to actually get involved in real world experiences.
Yeah, and we know from this partnership, from talking to Leanne and the other leaders at MCS, that this unique historic partnership is attracting new dynamic teachers, and we think the same will happen to Ball State students who participate in this partnership. They will see and experience firsthand that something special is happening in our community, and we believe they're going to want to continue to be a part of it even after they graduate from Ball State.
Right, and to add on to President Mearns, I think one of the things is that they'll get to see a real impact, and one of the big criticisms of sometimes of higher ed and so forth is to say, well, how is that connected to the real world and what difference are you making? And with the project here, we're very much able to see faculty, students, and MCS community members to see how much it's improving the lives of students in a way of improving their skills, whether it be socio-emotional learning, literacy, reading, and writing.
And what is that placement rate for students who receive their degree in education at Ball State within the state of Indiana?
So we're happy to report over 95% of our students that are graduating from Ball State Teachers College are in their chosen field upon graduation.
And are there any programs that you have implemented or that you plan to implement in the future through this partnership?
Sure, there are four I can talk about. One is called Grow Your Own, and which is we attract community members from Muncie to go to teachers' college and get their degree in education and so forth, become classroom-based teachers or in education, where they're able to go back and work in Muncie Community Schools. So that's a very direct pipeline for local residents to stay local and then go back and positively impact their community. Second is we're starting up an initiative on equity and excellence at Teachers College to focus on how do you promote equity for students that come from low and moderate income families, as well as minoritized populations, and how do you provide those resources to make students that may be classified as disadvantaged to have the advantages that people may come from different backgrounds to do that. Third, we are very much proud of the partnership we have in terms of our PDS liaisons, ambassadors, where TC faculty and students are able to go and work directly in schools, and they're placed in schools where they work with administrators and teachers to improve three things I can point to. One is the math and numeracy skills. Second, to help improve their reading and writing skills. And third, their socio-emotional learning skills.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we do have to leave the conversation there once again. Dean Ananmari, thank you so much for joining us.
President Mearns, we would like to give you the final minute to hear your thoughts on today's conversation.
Well, thank you, Natasha, and thank you, Annie, for giving us the opportunity to talk about this important partnership. I hope that you can see that we've made great progress in the first 2 years or so in this partnership, and I'm grateful to the members of the school board, to Leanne and the members of her leadership team, to the dedicated faculty and staff who continue to support the students in our public schools. You heard also about the generous benefactors who have supported this partnership, and of course, we're grateful to them. You know, when we set out on this partnership, our commitment, our promise to the community was to provide an excellent educational experience to every child in Muncie. And as you can see, we're delivering on that promise. These are our children. They deserve our commitment. They deserve this extraordinary opportunity. And I also encourage you to stay tuned in the days ahead for some exciting news about this station. Again, thank you for joining us, and thank you, Natasha and Annie, for giving us this opportunity.
Thank you, President Mearns, and both of our guests, and all of you for joining us in this conversation. I'm Annie Keister.
And I'm Natasha Leland. We hope you'll join us next time for Cardinal Compass Campus and Community Conversations. Stay safe.
At Ball State University, we are empowered to seek new insights, unrestrained by convention. We reimagine the future, spread our wings, and fly. Lifted by knowledge, enabled across disciplines, we are inspired, engaged, and exhilarated. Propelled to change the world, and with beneficence as our guide, at Ball State University, we fly.
Cardinal Compass was produced at Ball State University by students of the College of Communication, Information, and Media at the studios of University Media Services. Cardinal Compass was produced by Luke Behovey, engineered by Sarah Heilman. Special thanks to Sean Ashcraft for production assistance, the Department of Telecommunications, University Media Services, Ball State Marketing and Communications, and the Digital Corps.